This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Minister reports 40% reduction in homicides. Car dealers welcome ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel and government to introduce art therapy program for wards of the state. The details after this message.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says there has been an over 40% reduction in the number of homicides during the period January 1 to June 15, 2013. This, he says, is a major success when compared to the results for the same period in 2010. The security minister adds that statistics for the year 2012 show a 7% reduction in serious crimes.
Last year was the lowest numbers of murders in Jamaica for the last 9 years. This year we continue to see declines, and what it shows is that there is hope. We have made progress and we're determined to continue to make progress.
Minister Bunting was addressing a session on Jamaica's safety and security at the 5th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference. He says the government's crime-fighting efforts involved the enactment of critical pieces of legislation, one of which is the anti-gang legislation expected to be tabled in Parliament next week. Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Owen Ellington is assuring diaspora members that the Jamaica Constabulary Force is being reformed and modernized to achieve the best results. Commissioner Ellington says the process involves outfitting all formations with computers and internet access.
On the 1st of April this year, we issued to every single policeman on the force an official email address, and we communicate with our members by emails now. So our men are very, very well informed.
Commissioner Ellington was addressing a concern raised by a member of the diaspora during a question and answer session at the Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2013 on Monday. The government is implementing an art therapy program as part of efforts to improve the quality of care for wards of the state. Phase one of the program will target girls in detention, providing them with therapeutic and expressive outlets and enabling the development of marketable skills. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the program, titled Art for Life, is being financed by the Chase Fund at a cost of $5 million.
The Department of Correctional Services start these courses in September. Chase has already funded the program, and that will take us through the first stage of this training. And we're very proud to involve our female detainees currently at Fort Augusta, the Horizon Remand Center, and the Stony Hill Place of Safety.
Minister Hannah was making her contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday. The Art for Life program is being implemented through a collaborative effort of several agencies, including the Department of Correctional Services, the Child Development Agency, and the National Gallery of Jamaica. And automobile dealers have welcomed the government's move to introduce ultra-low sulfur diesel, ULSD, to the local market as of June 24. ULSD is considered a major plus for the automotive sector and the environment, as it is a cleaner option compared to regular diesel fuel. Chairman of the Automobile Dealers Association, Kent LaCroix, says members of the association have been calling for the introduction of ULSD.
We're pleased now that we have the ability to bring in more environmentally friendly vehicles. These new diesel vehicles are able to go further on a liter of diesel and are able to burn the fuel a lot cleaner. So you hardly will see any smoke coming out of the back.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell announced in April that the fuel will be available at two Petcom stations, Dunrobin in St. Andrew and Portmore Parkway in St. Catherine. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.